Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. This show is about illuminating the very real truth. We all have gifts to offer. We are born with them. We are born with them to share, to heal, and to reveal that we are and always will be connected. I have a very special guest with me today, and before I invite her to share her magnificent truth, I'm letting everyone know that this is open, this call for listener, not only participation, but to call in with comments if you would like. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, toll-free, 888-627-6008. Or locally, 530-327-7602. Again, 530-327-7602. So my guest tonight is Perrin Solara, and she is a jewelry creator, a Reiki master, and a certified yoga teacher. Not only those things, she's much more than those titles, but today we're going to focus on what brought her to resonate with those titles. Her jewelry pieces are healing pieces. She makes special custom pieces for clients as well as their animals, their animal friends. She concentrates on utilizing the metaphysical properties as well as the aesthetics of crystals to make the jewelry that can assist in healing and is also beautiful. And I have seen this jewelry, and it's not only jewelry that visually is stunning, but it is also energetically attractive, and it aligns with whoever it's supposed to be with. So without further ado, let's hear it from the source, which is Perrin. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Oh, thank you so much. So tell us about what guided you to this place in your life.
Okay. Well, it was not a direct path. I guess I started out like many people with, growing up in a household that wasn't very emotionally healthy. And through my younger years, just not having very good relationships, and ended up in the corporate world as a pharmaceutical sales representative, and that was quite intriguing, to say the least. And I found myself really unhappy in a job where many people that had the job were very happy, and the money and the benefits just were not, money can't buy you happiness, essentially. Mm-hmm. And people would always ask me, don't you love your job? And I would say, no, not really. And they would ask, well, what would you rather do? And I would jokingly say something more zen-like. And something more zen-like. And, I'm talking to doctors and nurses, and they look at me very blankly, and I just say, yep, that's what I would like to do. So it did take me a while to exit the corporate world, but not before I started on my personal path of healing. And I was introduced to a very wonderful healer, a shaman, that counseled me for about a handful of years. And during that time, I became reacquainted with my my natural gifts that I was born into this world with and that I just had forgotten about. And so with his guidance, I became reconnected with animal friends and nature, and especially the mineral kingdom, which if you had asked me 5 years ago if I would have a room full of crystals in my house, I would have said, you're crazy. With the crystals, I just naturally, I like jewelry, and so I just naturally started to make jewelry for myself. And then I would have people would comment on it, and then, you know, I didn't really think much of it. And also during this time, I became extremely disenchanted with the corporate world and decided to exit. And I did so and became a yoga instructor. And then a couple years after that, I got my Reiki master certification. Mm-hmm. And with that came new friends and just a new way of looking at the world and connecting even more with crystals and stones and enjoying their healing qualities personally. And I hadn't really gotten to the point where I was sharing a whole lot with other people as far as the crystal healing went. Mm-hmm. And then, like I was saying, just more and more attention was being drawn to my jewelry, my personal jewelry creations, to the point where I was like, okay, obviously someone, a.k.a. spirit, is trying mm-hmm. to tell me something. And I've learned over the past few years that spirit gives you many, many options and choices to get to your path of service. And, you know, we can choose a direct path or we can choose a winding path, which I did. I chose that. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to be more serious about the jewelry making and more serious for myself. And it actually wasn't until I broke my ankle this summer mm-hmm. that I really got the big, you know, the hands on the shoulder shaking me. You know, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You need to reevaluate again. And mm-hmm. And so once I got out of the drug-induced haze of the ankle break, making jewelry was how I passed my time. Mm-hmm. And so then I decided, well, what better avenue to promote my jewelry? Etsy.com. So are you familiar with Etsy.com, Cynthia?
Let's give more information regarding that. I am, but for our listeners.
Okay. So Etsy.com is a website where people that make handmade crafts, like jewelry, clothing, crochet, pretty much anything that you can think of, painting, knitting, drawing, they can open up their own personal shop on Etsy.com, and they can display their wares there and sell them to the public.
Now, let me pause you for a minute, because
sure.
I'm being told by spirit, why don't you spell the website so that people can hear it correctly and actually write it down?
Sure. It's Etsy, Etsy.com. And then my personal shop is my business name, Solara Healing Arts, as one word, no spaces between them.
Wonderful. Okay. So you opened up your own shop.
Mm-hmm.
And people can access you there.
Absolutely. And I have other, you know, I also have my personal website as well. And I'm pretty much involved in most all of the social media websites, too. But I opened my Etsy shop the end of September, so fairly recently. And again, I'm just getting such wonderful feedback that it's really keeps me inspired and encouraged to keep on pursuing this path as part of my path of service.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. Let me pause you there and just say, your past, what you've revealed so far, it's so symbolic of a winding path. Many people, yes, they can take the straight path, but or the path that goes directly to their passion and their soul fulfillment. But often the winding path reveals several different options about yourself and your perception and the way you view yourself and the world that you might not have known and had you not been on that winding path. So it offered you a great deal, Spirit's telling me. And then also, your new way of looking at the world, connecting with crystals. Crystals are live. They have energy that is not only fully present, but it's energy, ancestral energy, present with the form of the crystal, and it's like a regenerating crystal. It has its own properties. Why don't you talk a little bit about your relationship personally with the generating properties of crystals, because some of the listeners might be interested in understanding that more.
Sure. So when I was in counseling with my shaman, mm-hmm. he is very much a mineral person as well. And so we really enjoyed playing with crystals, basically. And so what he introduced me to, or what I became aware of as far as my abilities to communicate with the crystals, when I would be at home and meditating, I mean, there's many different ways to communicate with the crystals. Quite often, the first way that someone might be introduced to communicating with a crystal or a stone is to place that crystal in their hand and to hover their hand or to put their hand, both of their hands together over the crystal and just to feel the energy of that crystal. It may feel like a warm sensation or a, I call it like squishing a puffy cloud in your hand. It's just mm-hmm. a feeling of there's some fullness there, yet you can't actually... Well, lots of people can't actually see it with their eye, but that's how many people are introduced to talking with crystals, is first feeling the energy of the crystal. Yes?
Absolutely. Okay. Different crystals are actually their formation. They have their originating soul script, which is a rose quartz is often aligned to the heart chakra, where the amethyst is aligned to the third eye and your higher vision and your connection with your spiritual voice. So they come with their own originating name, so to speak. Like we all have our originating names or originating soul reason for being here. The thing that I don't know if you've found with crystals, but I have, is that crystals can also be record keepers. They can record not only the past, but the present, and they can also be a divine healing tool, which you certainly have embodied in beautiful jewelry and different formats for people to utilize. So even if a crystal in its originating form is for you, let's say, to connect with your heart light, you can also ask for it to hold the energies for healing. So when you're doing this jewelry, are you communicating with the crystals as well?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. so when I... let's see, we could go on two different paths here. So just to add to what you were saying... in general, the color of the crystal will correlate to the color of the chakras in general. So like you were saying, so amethyst, more for crown and third eye, it's purple, and we're talking, you know, crown is lavender and third eye purple, correct? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, so let me just pause, too, and let the listeners know that a chakra is the name of an energy center that is located throughout your entire body. You have energy centers that are in specific locations that resonate to certain musical notes, to colors, to vibrations, even to numbers. And so what Green's talking about is also their ability to resonate with and represent themselves through color.
Yeah. And I forgot where I was going with that.
No worries.
I don't want to have it.
No worries at all. You were talking about crystals, and I asked you if you communicate with them as well while you are in the creation process.
Yes. Okay. So when I am putting together a piece for a jewelry piece for myself or for somebody else, I do communicate with the crystals and with spirit. Quite often, I'm guided to a particular crystal for someone, and I'm like, why that does not, it doesn't correlate with any of their symptoms or goals, or however, I don't ever ask anymore, because I just know that spirit is telling me, and the crystal is telling me, I need to be part of this project, and so I will incorporate it. And like you were saying, they have their own personalities. There can be a spirit within the crystal that may have a name and can have quite a personality. And I've communicated with the spirit within the crystals and been able to receive information, such as a record keeper. Also, like you were saying, with the healing jewelry, I do program, I ask the crystals if they are up for the task of being a healing piece for a potential client, and if they want to contribute and get them on board with the process. And then that way, they're, you know, everything is harmonious, and the energy is nice and flowing, and when it goes to the intended recipient, it's just a smooth transition.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. You know, it's interesting because every day people around the world are attracted to, whether it's a special moment or just a regular day, which in spirit's mind and heart, no day is just regular. They're all magnificent. But with that said, how interesting it is that we're drawn to certain earrings and certain necklaces. And you know, for us, for those of us who love jewelry, myself being one, and love crystals, etc., we're drawn to certain pieces, and it's not just about what the outfit is that we're wearing for that day, but it's also that we are consciously or unconsciously drawn to that particular piece that can not only honor us for that day and look fabulous with our outfit, but also honor the spiritual or universal reason for our day that day, who we're going to run into, etc. So it's always a very interesting connection to be aware that when you're reaching for Green's sacred jewelry or you're attracted to it, there's a reason that goes beyond just what the eyes see, and it moves into your universal, spiritual, and emotional, mental body. So I see you as offering a tremendous service, not just in a physical point of view, but in an awakening point of view as well, for people to awaken to what they adorn themselves with can amplify their experience even throughout the day.
Absolutely. I enjoy helping people that want to help themselves. I love being part of that process. And same with the animals, too. You know, quite often, they need some grounding. They need a stress release, you know, calming of their energies, because they're working overtime, keeping our, you know, helping us heal and keeping our households in order and calming us. So I enjoy helping the animals as well.
So let me ask you a question. So as an example, if there's a dog that is very hyper and is not paying strong enough attention to what it's being asked to do. So
would the owners then come to you and ask you, could they ask you actually, to create a piece that would not only ground the animal and make him feel more able to pay attention, but then also able to kind of follow the flow of the house instead of taking it over?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Let me go into kind of my process of when I meet with someone.
Sure, yeah.
And then I can also segue to the animal, our animal friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody contacts me, either through word of mouth or through one of my my websites, we'll arrange and set up a date that works well for us. And I usually like to meet with the person in person, my potential client in person, although I don't need to. I can certainly do everything over the phone or email.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do like to be in person with them, just mm-hmm. because I can see them, I can feel them. It's just more personal, I guess.
yeah.
And then what we do is I ask questions, and we talk about, what's going on with them emotionally, physically, energetically, what's happening in their life, at work, what goals do they have, what are their passions. And it's fairly, it's pretty in-depth, the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing if I'm working with an animal friend. I talk to their caretaker, so their person, and as well as I do talk to them too, the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I've pretty much been given free rein to make, to put together the most appropriate configuration of crystals and a healing piece for them. And they can decide if they would like earrings, necklace, bracelet, that sort of thing, or pendant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put something together. And they are not ever required to purchase the piece that I make them if they do not like it. I can always, sell it on Etsy. So I'm not ever worried about that. However, I haven't ever had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So then depending on how rare the crystals are, how difficult they are to get together, it could take a week. It could take several weeks for me to put together a custom piece, depending on those factors. And then lots of times people like to be surprised, so I'll just either deliver it, have them pick it up, or send it, whatever works best. And then they'll give me their feedback on it. And I always like to know how the piece is working for them, if they have any questions, because every once in a while, somebody will get a pendant or a piece of jewelry that is overwhelming for them. They just feel... They might be feeling too much, quote unquote, and
mm-hmm.
they're uncomfortable with that. To me, when I hear that, I'm like, yes, good, because it's doing what it needs to do. However, if the person wearing the jewelry is uncomfortable to the point where they're not handling life well, that doesn't work either. So if that's the case, then I usually recommend that they wear it in a break-in period, so to speak. So wear it for a little bit until, 15, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever is a comfortable amount of time for them to wear it, and then increase the amount of time that they wear it over time and see if that works for them. Now, if it's completely not a good fit for them, I'm more than happy to take the piece back
because
it's not serving anyone, the crystals or the wearer, if they're uncomfortable to where they can't function. Now, I haven't had that happen, but
mm-hmm.
I do know that is a possibility for some.
Let me pause and just say,
sure.
for to add to that is that crystals, like we were saying earlier, are generators. That means they hold energy. They're almost like a refueling station or a place, let's say throughout your work day as an example, you feel you're going on empty and you're just drained. Where if you're wearing a crystal by Perine to help you at work, that the energy from that crystal is going to infuse your body, mind, and spirit and help you to not drain or get to empty, so to speak, as an example. And so crystals, literally, when wearing a crystal or a mineral or any kind of form, they aren't just laying on top of your aura, they're integrating with it and communicating with what your needs are. So when we say crystals are alive, that's what we mean, is that they are a conscious awareness of where you are throughout your day, and if they're created by Perine to honor you in a certain way, they're going to do that for you, even if you're not aware that you need that yourself, right?
Absolutely, and quite often if people have an anxious or uncomfortable feeling wearing the jewelry, it's because it's doing its job. It's stimulating those chakras that need to be stimulated. It's, you know, maybe it's a blue piece of hemimorphite that is really working on the throat chakra and is encouraging you to voice your needs and your healthy boundaries, and you're not used to doing that, and that could bring some discomfort to you in trying out a new emotionally healthy way of navigating the world with the help of the crystals.
Right, and so wearing a crystal with an intense purpose or with even the vision of who you feel you are, but you haven't been able to bring that fully present into the world, your crystal manifestation will help them to go to the source of the blockage or of the issue and start creating movement there. So we said earlier that chakras are energy centers, and sometimes energy centers, where they're located on the body, is very symbolic of what the emotional issue is. And if you're wearing a crystal to activate that issue, it's also going to activate the chakra, which is the energy, and the energy is going to affect the issue and try and help you free yourself from that issue. So what you're offering, again, is multi-layered and a huge service to anyone that's looking for freedom or healing or inspiration. Do you also do special events in coordinating with birthdays or weddings or things
like
that?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm, absolutely. I was going to say, too, that I quite often make very discreet pieces for people that work, say, in a corporate environment or an environment that wouldn't be as accepting of a crystal jewelry piece, and I've made quite a few discreet pieces for people that have been very helpful for them. And absolutely, yes, I love making jewelry for the birth of a baby, birthdays, weddings, pieces to protect you in your car. So something that would hang from your rearview mirror or hangs in a room or, you know, the house as protection and clearing pieces. Pretty much, if you name it, I can do it.
Oh, that's so beautiful and so wonderful. And by the way, so needed. And I'm going to say so needed, especially by somebody whose energy is so authentic, so pure, and so real, because then the product that you receive is also holding that purity and that clarity for your client as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us about... Oh, go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead.
Tell us about pet jewelry, because I am a huge animal lover, and I'm very interested in pet jewelry, what your experience has been with creating that, and if you've had any successes and what those look like.
Okay. Sure. So I have a background in extensively with animals, particularly dogs and horses. I grew up showing and training dogs and horses in my younger years. And I'm looking forward to being involved with horses again here soon. And I was a veterinarian technician.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that fast at times. when I was a vet tech, I was very much involved with the animal behavior side of things and helping people to connect better with their animals. At that time, it was a small animal hospital that I worked at, so we're talking primarily cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my main job was to recognize and try to help people that were having trouble with their dogs primarily, because there's so many animals that end up in the shelter, end up being given away due to behavior problems. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
most of the behavior problems come from the people, not the animals. Just being honest here. So recognizing that there's not harmony in the household and wanting to help the people and we'll say dogs connect so that they can have harmony back in the house so that the people aren't looking to place their dogs elsewhere or to give them up to the shelters. And I worked significantly with what we called fractious animals, so the animals that basically wanted to bite and scratch your face off. That was my specialty, is I was able to go in and I did not like putting muzzles on dogs. I worked with what is called a gentle leader halter. And quite often I was able to turn this negative experience at the veterinary hospital for this dog into a learning experience, and then eventually, sometimes it happened in one session where it would go from the learning experience to a positive experience. And that
Wow.
was always my goal, is to take this, you know, frightened animal, let's say they got ear infections all the time. So
mm-hmm.
they didn't want anybody touching their ears because they always got hurt. So they would want to protect themselves, and they would do that by being aggressive. Well, with
mm-hmm.
the help of the gentle leader and just my personal knowledge, and at that time I didn't know, however, spirit working through me,
mm-hmm.
helping these animals to understand that we weren't there to hurt them, that I wasn't going to throw a Band-Aid on the situation, a.k.a. a muzzle.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them to learn that there was a less forceful way to get to our end point. And so that was kind of like the beginning of my working with behaviorally challenged animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then so... in my personal household, we have rescue dogs and cats, and I've got one, my pit bull, who's 2 years old, a female, and she came from Southern California. She was rescued through a rescue organization here in town, and so she had quite a rough start in her young life, and so she's very sensitive energetically. And she's quite the worrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, gosh, you know, crystals work so well, you know, helping people with their, you know, emotional, energetic, physical challenges, you know, why not apply it to animals? Mm-hmm. And so I made her own necklace, and she just took to it immediately. I made it for her, and I showed it to her. Luna, here's your necklace. And she ran up and was licking it and sniffing it. And it was almost like she was saying, you know, thank you so much for thinking about me and making me this. And I put it on her, and she just immediately just nestled down and took a nice snooze with her new adornment. I've personally found that it's wonderful. Our other two, our boys, they're pretty easygoing. So I just make them jewelry because they like to wear it. They think, you know, they're handsome and they like to sport their jewelry, their bling.
Right on.
I definitely find that that our animal friends are extremely receptive and in need of it. Like I said earlier, they are the ones that they're healing us. They're absorbing negative energy that we've absorbed, and you know, they're our little sponges that heal us and help us. And they need a way to clear that and to restore their aura integrity, energetically. And I find that the different crystals are very helpful with all sorts of behavior challenges that a person might see with their animal friend.
You know, I have to say that what I absolutely love about that, not only that idea, but what you've manifested into gift-giving and healing and offering to the animal kingdom as our angels and our healers here on this plane of demonstration is the fact that our animal angels and babies have the opportunity to heal without ingesting something. They have the opportunity to heal emotionally, physically, energetically, and spiritually without having to take a particular medicine or having to try several different types of things before they figure out the right one. And that's the beauty of it, is that to repair the aura or to help the aura of the animal clear the human stuff, et cetera, to purify and cleanse, sometimes clears the animal of illness altogether without the need for medicine, and that is a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And same with people. You know, quite often our aura shows the potential for certain manifestations of illnesses way before it actually is physically in our body. And so if we can clear our aura, help repair it, remove any debris that's in it, then hopefully we will prevent those the dis-ease from settling into our physical bodies.
Right. So as an example, sometimes for those who don't necessarily relate to an aura would be like your skin. So I often say to my clients, your aura is like your own personal ozone layer. But for even a more personal view, let's just say your aura is like your skin. And if your skin gets cut or injured, it needs to be healed and it needs to be repaired, whether it's stitches or cast or what have you. The thing about the energy of the aura that Perrine is talking about, I believe, is the ability for you to communicate with the aura and see the possibility of an illness down the line or already present,
in the person's aura before it embodies physically. And your gift is to help with the jewelry, like not unlike you would try and heal the skin of your aura or of your body. You want to also help heal the any rips, tears, or holes or imbalances or disease in your aura. And your divine jewelry, which I want to pause and tell people how to reach you again, can do that. And that's an amazing gift. You're not just giving somebody the gift of a beautiful, magnificent piece to wear, but it's actually working for you at the same time.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I want to remind people that my special, very special guest tonight is Perrine Solara, and you can reach her, her contact information, or her email is Solara, it's S as in Sam, O-L-A-R-A, yoga@gmail.com. Also, you can reach her via telephone number, which is 971-226-5658. And you can get all of that information and more of how to reach her at her website, which is all one word, solarahealingarts.com. I can't tell you how grateful I am to people like yourself who not only hear the voice of those without a voice, the animal kingdom, but the voice for all of us in humanity, for the parts of us that are calling out and we're not ready to face or turn towards, and how what you are creating is a subtle and soothing pathway for people to awaken themselves to.
Well, it is my honor, Cynthia. It really is. I'm just happy to be of service, honestly.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing, and I know that your connection with spirits, and I've had the honor and a tremendous treat of meeting your Luna and love Luna, your dog, and your abilities, I think, as somebody who's producing, co-creating, and manifesting, are also being aligned and purified and cleansed with every piece that you bring forth. Your connection and your spiritual voice with the universe must get stronger and stronger. Do you feel that?
I do. The more I work with the crystals and I meet new people and animals, and they inspire me, and every day I learn from, you know, my clients, and it's always something new and exciting to learn and experience.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to quickly add the animal adornments. You can find examples of them on my website, but they are not on the Etsy site. And I always welcome custom orders. If you do not see something on the site that resonates with you, please contact me. And I love doing custom work. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Oh, good. So give me a ballpark if you have that available. Mm-hmm. And if not, people can contact you the way we've shared. Give me a ballpark price-wise, the lowest to the highest so far of what you've created, so people know.
Sure. Necklaces can run anywhere from $65 to, let's say, $150, and that's without a wire-wrapped pendant. If we were to add a wire-wrapped pendant, it just depends on the rarity of the stone. And then
that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on my Etsy site, I have pendants that are ranging from, $80-something dollars to almost $300. And it just depends on the rarity of the stone. I give people the option of silver-plated, sterling silver,
to fit into different price ranges. Mm-hmm. Bracelets can be $35 to $100, again, mm-hmm. just depending on mm-hmm. the stones.
Sure.
Earrings, mm-hmm. yeah, earrings are probably $25 to $50. I tend to give quite a large range, so if that is daunting for people, I'm always very willing to work within a budget, and we just find out the best way to get there.
So you know what I have to say is I not only admire, but I so appreciate your full presence to this passion that you're creating. I can really feel it and tell that when you sit down with somebody, you bring all of who you are to that meeting, and you're fully present in it, and you're committed almost on a personal level, the joy that you have at the outcome as much as the customer will. So that in itself, days.
Yes, absolutely. You hit it right on the nail head there. I'm very invested in the process, and I want to see people succeed and to feel well and to be happy. And mm-hmm. I'm just honored that they want to include me on their journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't thank you enough, Kareen, for coming on the show and sharing not only what you've co-created with Spirit and through Spirit, but the wisdom attached to it and the beautiful, well, for all of us who love sparkly things, for the beautiful light, for myself included, for the beautiful light that you shine so brightly, not only in what you create and offer to others, but just from who you are and the light that you hold in this world. So, again, to contact Kareen, it's solarahealingarts.com, and that will give you a pathway. Everyone who is participating and listening here tonight, or those who will tune in the days to come, it's holiday season. Why not give somebody something that is not just about the beauty of it, but about the present moment that also reaches into the future. And I can literally say the gift that keeps on giving, because it's live and it has a presence yeah. all its own. So I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure, Cynthia.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone and thank all the listeners and the participators, and know that your energy and your presence has been felt and appreciated, and I invite you to tune in 2 weeks from tonight, Monday at 8 p.m., to check in on the next incredible opportunity that Spirit has offered us through this pathway. And huge blessings to everyone that is wherever you are in your walk of life or your place within your emotional, mental body. Know that you have not only a support system in the universe, but a support system here in the show Awakening Matters with me and my counsel at all times for your voice and your choice. And if you want to write to me or contact me regarding a show topic or even a question, please do so at Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, 9.com. Again, Cynthia Sloan, spelled S as in Sam, L-O-N, 9.com. So until then, this is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, make it your own.